1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says this, I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against the other. Yesterday, we said that today we would reveal the antidote to arrogance. And it's within the text we just read. So what exactly does Paul mean when he tells the Corinthians, and he's telling us, not to go beyond what is written? He's referring to at least four passages of Scripture that he has brought to their attention in the first three chapters of 1 Corinthians, specifically, and the inspired writings in general. Most times when Paul speaks of what is written, he has in mind specifically the inspired writings of the Old Testament. What actually may be happening in this text is Paul quoting a well-known proverb that said, not to go beyond what is written, and he's using that proverb as a way of reminding the Corinthian church that we are to be a people of the book. When it comes to matters within the church, we are to entrust ourselves to the wisdom of the book, to trust it, to obey it, and if we do this, this will deflate the pride and arrogance in our lives. So Paul holds himself and Apollos up as examples. He says, I've applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written. And so what Paul is saying is that he has used several different scriptural metaphors and quotes, and he has applied them to his and Apollos' ministry. The metaphor of a deacon, the picture of a farmhand, the identity of a servant, the use of the gospel, and the foolishness of gospel preaching. Paul and Apollos have not moved beyond those images and instructions. They have operated under a servant status. They have ministered according to the wisdom of the gospel. Could they have gone beyond those and asserted a different type of status and authority? Well, sure they could have, but they would have been an obstacle to the spread of the gospel, and they would have been building with wood, hay, and stubble, building for a temporary kingdom and not for an eternal one. So how do we deflate the arrogance within our own life? By sticking to the book. Today when you pray, please pray for Kendra Barnett, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Yamwezi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.